Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by the Mazda BT50, You Do Ute. Today on the show, it's the 6 points leading into the AFL Grand Final. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review and tell your mates. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name is Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Jackson Barrett. Xavier hasn't adjusted his microphone at all, so expect a bit of static here. Here we go.
No.
That was smooth.
All I'm saying is, so again, just another example of poor preparation from you, Jacko. You can slide, mate, because thank you very much for joining us. You're an absolute pleasure. I've done breakfast radio this morning.
Yeah.
I've done other bits and pieces at a different place.
Yeah.
I've raced here, and I was here before 10.
We just text to say you're here. Mate,
You have 3 rooms to walk across.
Mate, yeah, but I have a dislocated toe, so it takes me longer than expected.
You have a dislocated nose in a second.
It takes me longer than expected to get my desk to here, and I thought that when I saw the time.
You are back in the corner these days.
I'm in the far corner.
You've taken another 80 metres onto the track.
Exact opposite side of the floor. It's a long way.
Are you typically a late person? So if I was to say, hey, let's go get a beer at midday...
Well, if you say let's go get a beer at midday, I'll be there at 11:45.
I'm never late to anything. Touch wood. Like work drinks, even people go like, not only do I turn up, I turn up first.
Yeah.
So then I can choose who I sit next to and who I don't.
Don't you want to come late for that reason?
No, because then you can leave early too. You're like, well, you guys turned up late, I've been here forever, and he's gone.
Yeah, right. But see, I would think you wouldn't get a choice if you're first because then the people just fold in around you and then you're stuck next to...
Yeah, but if a dick turns up first, they're not going to sit next to you.
Sit opposite,
and then you just swivel the hips. Bang. I'm at Jacko's level.
You've got to open up the body.
Yeah.
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 Access all parts.
Fanning it like a machine gun, mate. And I'm fanning there. Bang. See you later.
I love that you've scoped this out. I reckon I was.
I have a feeling you'd be really just poor. And it might just be 5 minutes poor, but you'd be poor.
Frustratingly poor.
I think I am.
Yeah. That's pissed me off.
Just self-knowledge.
Anyway, it's good to have you here 15 minutes closer to the scheduled time than you were the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, look, we're a little bit all over the shop the other
A little bit of leading teams. You know, their footy clubs flying leading teams.
The 360 feedback. The
360 feedback. It's like, righto, we're this special group called leading teams. Now just punch on for a second and we'll put it under the leading teams banner.
There you go. Here's our invoice.
Yeah.
It's a good racket to be in.
How about I opened up TikTok last night. As I, you know, you're in bed and you have a scroll and waste too many hours on it. Come across this one.
Can you fall asleep watching TikTok?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever wax your nose?
Nah, your phone drops or M will just whack me because the same TikToks just keep going, like replaying over and over and over.
There was one that caught my eye last night.
What do you got?
Hotel room crown, I'd say. Maybe Crown Melbourne. Dale Thomas. Abby Holmes and our good friend Ryan Daniels, a little Just Dance.
So let's unpack it. So Dale Thomas, a cool cat, can do whatever he sort of wants.
Yeah.
If it is a bit dorky, no dramas. If it's cool, it's cool. No dramas.
So he starts
Abby
dancing.
As well. Yeah, Abby as well, fine.
Yeah, so they're dancing to this song. Do you want to play it?
That one.
Yeah.
Most people would have seen this TikTok at some point.
It's a shit one anyway, to be honest.
And let's give Daisy an out here. He called it early.
Yeah,
he knew when it was done.
No, but I think it was a stitch up straight away.
And he's jumped off. Rhino's grown into it.
He's really.
Do you know
he starts slow and then he gets going late.
That screams insecurities to me.
Yeah, he's trying to play the big boys.
Yeah, he was like.
Trying to be cool.
Oh, man, I got to be cool with the big boys. Well, I'm going to look like an idiot for 30 seconds.
But you can see. There is you're right. He gets in at the end. He starts slow, and the look on his face is like, help.
And
then he starts to feel it.
Someone told me they can't stop watching it, but sort of like in a car crash sort of way. Like,
I keep refreshing, hoping it says this content's been removed. And Ryan's gone to the heads of Seven and gone, hey,
we need this.
I look like a dick. It's not good for the brand.
Well, this one was a... Triple M.
Hey?
This is a Triple M job.
Triple M post.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So they've got a Triple M. Yeah, Dave Cameron, can you just pull that down?
I do love that the you post these things obviously looking for engagement, and after I think you alerted us to it on Monday night or Tuesday, Dave, and the only engagement they'd had was one comment from Cash193 tagging the Hardball Gets AFL show.
But it's not like when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I need to see that again just to see how Rhino was moving. It just stood out how bad it was. It just stood out. Like, it was almost like an MCG light tower. I was like, shit, turn that off. It's too bright. What was he doing?
I don't know if it was on that TikTok or another he did, but there was one guy, and he comments on the West stuff as well, but he would just go, what do these guys know that haven't played any games?
Oh, yeah.
And I'd say, like, can someone introduce this guy to Dale Thomas?
And even Abby Holmes.
I did see that.
She won an AFLW premiership as well.
Cool. But I did see the Daisy comment. I was like, Daisy was
Rhino, that's all right, but.
Ross Lyon said in 2010 the best player in the entire competition was Dale Thomas. I mean, Daisy could move.
What does he know? God. So a bit of 360 feedback there all around, I think, to start the podcast
I might have escaped you.
What have you done?
Nothing. I'm a clean bill, I reckon.
Well, said Gary Abbott's on the top five players in the last 10-20 years.
Yeah, we've done that.
So when I do my review of the hard ball get season, that'll obviously be highlighted.
That'll come up, room for improvement. Watch some football.
On the tape. Watch some football from 15 years ago.
Don't be 12 years old. Room for improvement.
Yeah, I'll be better.
I'm proudly under the bus all the time.
Why? Is the feedback? It's how you grow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it endearing.
What?
Strong feedback. If people don't care about you, they don't give it to you.
This is true. This is very true. And we're all about caring and supporting each other here.
But again, Ryan, just don't ever do that again. This is beyond endearing feedback. You look like a knob. Don't ever do it again.
I had actually had a few bits of good feedback for the Waffle Grand Final. So for Streamer, we did all these posters. A Streamer on the back and on the front. One was a East Fremantle, one was a Peel. So I just had to hand. I got there early, set up, and I was like, "Oh, we need an extra hand handing them out." So I got in there. I was in my. I was looking nice for the function.
Streaming
coming.
Oh, you bagging
fruit. For the function. Yeah. Well, no, not quite. It was fucking hot. So just sat at the front of the cam field, just offloading these posters of people coming through. Had a few people. Hey, best podcast going around. Hardball Gets. I was like,
very good.
Keep that stuff private, mate.
Got to stop doing videos.
Why would you promote that?
It'd be a good bit of feedback from the punters. Nice. Yeah.
We're only about negative feedback.
Yeah. This is true. Okay, sorry. Oh, mate, 360 doesn't count the positive ones.
Why don't you say then some bloke walk by and say, geez, your podcast, shit, none of you played footy. And you're
cool. My scalp was getting, I wasn't anticipating being out there in the sun too. My scalp was very red.
Yeah, I was at a coffee on Sunday morning, had to move, readjust tables.
Come on, get out of this.
Just get out of it. And it wasn't
like
cool.
Had to go put the rashie on.
Yes. Actually, where are they? sportsnuts.com.au. Gee, it was yesterday. They were out and about yesterday.
So you know, you're withholding them from your own son. Is that right?
Well, he's a Giants man.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a Giants one anymore.
The Giants are coming start of December.
Run it, what? Just a big run on them early?
Just in time for Christmas.
A big sound, mate.
Yeah.
And we didn't overorder on the Giants, obviously, and they've just been taken over.
Big error.
Just quickly, because we aren't really doing 6 points today.
No, we'll just fold into the grand
so
final
stuff. So GWS were really big with Cooper Hamilton doing the TikToks and videos and whatnot. Have you seen the Brisbane have tried to sort of half pick up the slack this week?
Yeah, have they? It's sort of been done, though, hasn't
it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Can't do it. Yeah,
it's
been
done. Do you need something else?
Hey, to GWS's credit, I don't know if you saw the wrap around the West Australian last week, but we went to them and said, look, we want to like get on a team. What do you reckon? They'd started this Cooper Hamilton stuff. We said, this is what we're thinking. We've got this wrap. Like, let's get around the Giants. And they went, yep, beauty, all in. Sent us a statement from Cooper Hamilton, lines from Stephen Canelio, WA, get on board.
Yeah, right.
Sammy Taylor.
It took them, they didn't blink, they were all in. They're actually wicked, the Giants. Social media, comms,
well, next level, and I am a member, but that's for my brother. Yeah, so he lives there. I bought it and then gave it to my brother to use. But they, and I end up ringing him saying, can you stop contacting me? But like that's how forward they were in like, hey, how's your experience? Hey, is there anything we can help with? Is there anything that you do better? What would you think? Is it a good day, game day experience? Like they and I had to, and I did speak to them and said, look, can you, if you need to ring someone, ring this phone number. They were wonderful.
Some clubs just take your money and you contact them about something and they're like, don't ever ring Collingwood. Us again.
There's 30,000 of them got a seat.
Yeah.
Do you want a grand final seat? Yes. Well, you don't get one.
Yeah, I bloody get one.
Have they resolved that out of the blue? I think they have.
Yeah. I think they did a full press conference and everything.
I saw that. CEO and.
Yeah.
Well, you would.
They get upset the Collingwood fans.
No, anyone
He's pushing the cart now for more tickets. And I feel like Craig Kelly pushing that cart is good for footy fans. Mm. The fact that...
What's the split, do we know?
17,000 each this year. They're pushing for at least 20.
Members. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got 100,000 members.
So 35% of the crowd is members.
Well, 30, so and less, the other thing, 35% of the crowd is MCC. Of, like, there's a big MCC... Takes up
and didn't you enjoy the experience last year?
It was very nice.
I got you in there. We just sort of tucked in. And for any MCC officials out, that didn't happen.
No, it never happened.
Never happened.
Don't worry. Security's tight as a drum.
Four with me. Four. Quick. One, two, three, four. Come through, please, now. Jeez, it was brash, wasn't it?
Yeah, that whole
that
day.
That was an experience.
Just, yeah.
Have you ever seen an operator like it? Oh, no, that was an out-of-body experience. I don't even know what I was doing.
That was it was a day of brash moves.
Brash
that all
moves,
paid off.
Yeah, they every all paid single one. Mate, I was up on stage with Robbie Williams doing the bloody Macarena at one stage. God, it was fun.
Robbie Williams' famous Macarena on grand final.
Yeah. But remember when we were down below before the game?
Yeah.
And he was like Meteor Way. Walking through, just waving to the crowd, like down below.
This is right.
Notorious Carlton fan, Robbie Williams.
Calling out to Hawk. Hawk looked back like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. If I'd had the Geelong kid on, I could have been the mascot.
Yeah, could have run out. You could have probably been the sub. Let's start with general thoughts and start with a tip as well. Like, how do you reckon it's
going to
go?
Well, what did Brisbane do to start with the back line?
Well, so they've been paying...
Dizzy Gardner or Big Pryor?
See, I'm
Pain.
So I kept thinking the Pain had done enough, but Dizzy was very good.
So what are you doing?
I'll probably bring Pain in.
Are you?
I think I'm backing Diz.
I'd play Gardner too, but is it one of those teams where it's Brisbane? I know they've been on top of the ladder, but it's off Broadway a little bit, and I know we have spoken about how well Pain's been, but we don't really see it like.
Yeah,
the Brisbane supporters, we spoke to Tom Rockliffe this morning, who calls the games every week for Triple M, and he said, it's Pain Spot.
Yeah.
Almost like it was a no-brainer. Yeah. Like, if he's there, he's automatically a selection. Which, if you look at it, are we calling him an automatic walker? But probably automatics of 1 to 15, I reckon, 1 to 14.
Mm.
And then the next 8 are a little bit like,
he must be in the
1 to 15.
I think he's in their best 15.
Yeah, it has to be.
Does the fact that Frampton's now playing, does that change anything? So they'll have the resting ruck,
change your game plan because Billy Frampton's
So is there a chance that Frampton goes back? And we saw Jeremy Howe, and I thought he was quite dominant a couple of times forward.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because they don't need another big.
He was dominant forward against Essendon.
He was dominant one when
they were
behind. Could have been dominant forward against Essendon.
When they were behind in one game and they put him forward.
Yeah, it was late.
Was it Melbourne or so? Like, someone had him.
Yeah, okay.
And he went forward and kicked two quickies or something like that, whatever it was.
It was Carlton.
And he gave him a sniff.
I was there. I probably should remember.
Yeah. But at the ground, it was like, gee, he's getting into Jeremy Howe. This looks pretty good. Is there a chance if Frampton goes back, Howe goes forward?
I think he starts forward, but I reckon they're preparing themselves to just be a bit flexible with it.
So talking to Scotty Selwood, who's an assistant coach midfield at Collingwood, and this is nothing off the record or whatever. Just chit-chat about Nick Dacos. It's
nothing
off
the record. Nick Maxwell starting forward.
Yeah. It's amazing how that's a reference to the gambling on footy.
I forgot you're 12 years old. So.
Yeah, I was going to say. His mum
punted on him having the first goal and won, and it became a thing.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Heath Shaw.
I think it was the same incident.
Was it?
I think it might be the same. Anyway, move along. What was I talking about?
Frampton. Forward.
Scott Selwood.
And just how, like, a 20-year-old is the queen of the chessboard. Like, we can talk about Frampton and that, but if they want to go, let's start Nick Dacos off half back, that puts shutters through opposing teams. Yeah, or if you go in the midfield, or you can get him go half forward and goes up to stoppages.
Trained at half forward today for what it's worth.
Yeah, there you go. So that is just the chess piece that they pull that wreaks the havoc. So Jeremy Howe forward or back or whatever, it's a little piece of the story. But in the game, he was like, mate, Nick Dacos is a 20-year-old, has the ability to really throw the coach's box upside down if you're well prepared in your own box about what's going to happen. Yeah.
I like him. outside of that. Well, what's your actual tip? Like, if we just go straight up, what's the tips?
I'm Collingwood.
Brisbane won the last six against them. 29 degrees.
MSAJ.
Yeah, no. Well, that's it. That's the only reason why I'm picking Collingwood. If I drop that game at any other ground in the country, and maybe not Etihad, but like I'm tipping Brisbane.
Well, I beat them at Etihad.
If a neutral ground, I'm picking Brisbane. But the MCG factor, I think it's the MCG, and I think that's the advantage that Collingwood will have.
So is that real? Like,
so we said, what did we say? 17,000 membership tickets.
Yeah.
What do you think the balance is going to be on Grand Final day?
It's fairly heavily Collingwood.
75,000 Collingwood.
They're already in the queue for the MCG.
No, man. Like, it's irrelevant really what members get.
How much of it is crowd and mental, and how much of it is the shape of the ground?
The shape of the ground, it is what it is. I don't think it matters too much. I know we got pumped in 2015. That had nothing to do with the shape of the ground. I think the story was like, oh, it was the shape of the ground. It was like, we just played shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it was. It is, talking to Scoot again, it was like, gee whiz, at times we talk about how to get the crowd involved. Like, because if you're playing chippity chip, 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 yeah, it's a bit dour. On the weekend, the Collingwood supporters were desperate to get into the game. But early it was like, oh, God, what's happening here? Mm. And then they got a little run on, and the crowd was bunter. So you can't pull that string, but it just takes a slight run on, and you feel 10 foot tall once the crowd dives in, and that's from Subiaco, West Coast experience of Subiaco,
which is a very different ground.
But where it's so dominant, the crowd doesn't matter if it's 40,000 or 80,000. Like when it's you feel like you're the popular kids in the schoolyard sort of stuff.
So it'd be 20,000 at least. Brisbane Lions supporters in the house, you'd think.
Yeah, I'd say
the MCC skews, it's about a third. Was the Fitzroy people get up and about?
No. But even the MCC will be, you'd think, a large portion of Collingwood. They're mostly just monsters as it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's going to be, there'd be enough MCC members with Collingwood supporters.
I think it'd be 75-25.
So it's one from their last 15, right? And bizarrely, that was
final
against Melbourne.
That's the MCG.
Yeah.
But they've lost to Hawthorn there this year. They've lost
to
their shithouse, mate. They've lost to they dropped another one or two that they definitely shouldn't have there this year. So I think it gets beyond, like, I remember early days of this thing, Fagan being like, oh no, we're not worried about it. But like at 1 out of 15, you've got to be like, oh, hang on, like,
there's so just check finals, they're 5 wins, 6 losses at the MCG all up. Brisbane Lions.
Does that include
Grand Final?
2001 Grand Final, 2002 Grand Final,
2003
Grand Final.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost to 2004.
Yeah.
So that's, well, their most recent Grand Final was a loss. I'll tip Brisbane.
Yeah, I'm going Collingwood, Brisbane.
But you just get to this point, like, there's no, I'm just tipping because I want Brisbane to win. I've got no idea who's going to win.
How many goals has Charlie Cameron kicked against Collingwood this year?
100.
It's 10, isn't it? It's 4-6. Yeah.
I don't think there's a matchup for him. And I don't think there was a matchup for Toby Green last week. If Toby gets those free kicks and whatnot, he still kicks 4.
So it was Maynard to Green, but it's likely Quainer to Cameron for the athleticism and ground level stuff, right?
Charlie just needs to get going early.
Mm. Yeah.
Because he's had finals where I think Dylan Grimes used to get him all the time.
He didn't. I can't remember who exactly was on him last week.
It was
Grimes,
yeah.
He didn't get going last week at any point.
No. Do we have two?
But he also didn't need to last week.
No, he didn't. But they won without him, essentially.
Well, they did need him.
But he kicked like 0-3 or something.
Oh, yeah, to start. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Who are you going for, Norm Smith?
Goey.
I reckon Dunkley will go to him at stoppages. I'm certain of that,
but
actually.
But they're still like running off each other, aren't they? Because they need Dunkley to have his own impact.
Yeah, but...
Could he bite them the other way?
But Jordan doesn't have a lot of his own impact, really, anymore. Like, he does... He's not going out there and having 30. So
who's
if
that?
He's Dunkley.
Yeah.
So if he's minding DeGoey, he'll still probably find 18 to 20.
I think if DeGoey comes in at 18 to 20 disposals and Dunkley comes in at 15 or 16, I reckon they'll go, it's a win.
Yeah.
Could DeGoey win it with DeGoey could have 20 disposals, kick 2 and have 10 scoring.
No, he's not going to have those 10, 12 clearances. No.
And also the people who vote get the stats.
Yeah.
And it's just like you want to be safe. It's a safe game voting on the Norm Smith medal.
It is.
You want it to be pretty. You want a Luke Shuey on the field.
Who won last year?
Last year's Norm Smith. Who won the flag last year?
Isaac Smith.
Isaac Smith. That's hard to argue. He had 34 and kicked 3.
But I think he could have raffled again. Like it was another one. I can't remember the last one where it was super tight.
Well, Backer Hooley chasing Dusty.
That's
in
right.
2019.
Yeah, no, no,
I think 2017 and 2019.
Yeah, because in 2017, a mate had my Lebanese mate had a fair bit of money on Hooley.
Okay.
And he was very upset.
So I think
with the Norsemith votes.
Basher was one of three players in a grand final to have over 20 kicks, over 10 marks, kick a goal, and maybe five clearances or something like that. The other was like Luke Hodge in 2013 or when he
so
went.
So he got two, didn't he?
Yeah, and then the other one was me, you know, like.
Robbed. Did see someone send through the Gridley? They tried to type Xavier Ellis in Hawthorn Norsemith medalist. So something must be wrong. So there must be an error here.
Don't. I get it too often.
Guess who I'm going to back for the Norsemith?
Rainer.
Yep.
Who would you actually back?
I'm actually going to back him.
Are you going to back him?
Well, it just gives you a bit of fun on the day, mate.
Yeah, we're asked for an X player, X factor player for the paper, and I went Rainer. I think he's the one that could, like, give him 10 minutes of Cam Rainer's best.
Give him a Stewie Dew.
Did you see the Stewie Dew?
Tear the game apart.
Did you see the highlights going around? Did you watch it?
Yeah. I did.
Did you see the?
Yeah, they called him.
How's he moved like that?
He's on a list of unsung grand finals. Yeah. That game is particularly sung.
Yeah. That quarter of action is one of the most referenced grand finals.
I've gone home and Googled it. Like, watched the little YouTube clips randomly.
How does he move? Like some of the shimmies and for a man of his size,
what are the kicking?
He could shimmy a little bit and get out of there.
He could kick your head off your shoulders.
When he came back. Could you envisage anything like that?
So this is true. When Stewie Drew came back from America to Waverley, he went and had an interview with Clarko or whatever, he was walking up the stairs at the cafe, and I was with the group, and we said, "Oh shit, Stewie Drew's going to be an assistant coach, is he?"
Yeah.
Like that's how big he was. Like not even laughing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he was just.
And then they pulled him, and if it wasn't for I think Jason Dunstall again and Clarko.
So he wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have played.
They didn't want him. And similar with Clarko being the coach, if it wasn't for Jason Dunstall. So I think they're two from two there.
He's had a fair impact on that club in that era, hey?
Clarko?
Chief.
Oh, yeah, Chief. Yeah, absolutely.
And he didn't even really hear the story. I can't remember which one of the flags it was, but they were talking about his impact, but also the fact that he didn't really want any kudos for it. Like, he wasn't even celebrating. They had to drive the cup to his house to be like, mate, you have to at least touch this thing.
Yeah.
Like, please, come on.
No. I think the two that when I might have said, I think I'm not sure, but when Clarko did get appointed and was comfortable at the footy club, maybe those people who were keen on him not getting the job were sort of like
shuffled,
just moved aside a little bit. Yeah,
maybe your foresight's not the best
because they were very old. Like get the old boys in, the old school.
Was it Rocket? Who was it? One of the old Hawthorn guys.
Yeah, even like
Lee
Matthews might have been thrown around, try and get him out of Brisbane, something like that. Like there was sort of that. Terry Wallace was another one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was Terry Wallace might have been the one.
Might have been Terry.
He would have just spat out of the...
No, but I think they were even talking about trying to price someone out of their current job.
Well, he would have been at the Tigers at the time.
That's right.
I reckon.
So, I'm going to go around for the Norm Smith. Any other thoughts on the match? It's kind of like... No particular matchups and
things. I'll give you thoughts. 29 degrees. How hot is a 34-year-old Scott Pendlebury, a 33-year-old still side bottom? Tom Mitchell's not the quickest mover of all time. That midfield's pretty slow on a hot day.
Could be blowing.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I think their Brisbane's deficiency on the ground is their midfield.
Yep.
I know they've got a two-time Brownlow medals. Could have been three-time Brownlow medals.
So they can bring it back to the pack.
Well, maybe they're young, like youth.
Yep.
Like, we did not hype on 2008, it was 27 degrees.
How's this?
Sorry, Josh is here getting a coffee delivery mid-podcast episode. Wowee.
Service? Good around here.
Hello.
Where's the coffee from?
Across the road. It's downstairs or across the road. It's pretty barren landscape. You don't say things by the name of places, just downstairs or across the road.
We're in the business park.
Right, it'll be
Osborne Park.
The estate. But the heat just drew, and we knew that we were fitter than Geelong. And we knew, like, all we needed was a little pep up at times that they were going worse than us at 27 degrees. It's going to be 29. I don't know, maybe Zach Bailey and Rayner and those guys that have got a bit of speed and power might be the ones because it's just going to be a slow game.
Remind me what was the thinking. I'm talking a lot about 08 here, but the thinking with the behinds?
No, it was nothing.
There was nothing. It was just if something wasn't open, and someone's coming at you, take the...
No, it was never mentioned. We just did it.
Yeah,
never once mentioned.
So it just happened on the day.
Just happened. Like Choco Williams kicked a goal for Geelong from 40 out with like 10 minutes to go. He just kicked one for him. He looked up, jogged, said, oh, no, I have this, 6 points, bang. Yeah, one Brent Guerra played on and then just walked it back through.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, no, there's no... There's
rule change just because you had a weird day.
Yeah, it was a weird day. It was no instruction, it was just a weird day. Yeah.
Was it something that you did all year?
Never.
No, it
was just a weird day. Because it was so hot. Like, it was like... Oh, shit, there's nothing there. Get a breather.
I'm not taking this bloke on.
Get a breather. Yeah.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Hate to have lost by single figures.
Sorry, Clark, if people thought that this masterclass here, they weren't expecting the 15 rush behinds or whatever it was.
We've had 15 rush behinds. We've lost by 3 points.
But Clarko's screaming Clark and throwing a whiteboard pen. Another one. Tell those dickheads to fucking stop it.
We'll round it off. Quick one on the trade. So, Jade, I saw a thing pop up with the Gresham thing.
What I was half talking about.
So, this one, the idea is Jade Gresham, free agent to Essendon. Essendon give him a big deal that St Kilda get a first compensation. Yeah. But then this is the thing that is bizarre. Then they would trade, St Kilda would trade that to Essendon for Dylan Shield.
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew there was something going on.
But Dylan Shield's not a first round pick.
But either Jay Gresham, first round,
at least he's got some years to go. Jay Gresham, you can trick yourself into thinking the ceiling's higher than it is.
This is why we need to just clean out all list academies, clean out list managers. I mean, one's just getting up the DVDs of great Jay Gresham as it is.
Yeah.
Who's this young lad? Where's he come from?
Jay Gresham. I've never heard of it.
Dylan Shiel. Right. When young fella, is he?
Yeah. GWS.
I'd love to get you in a room with 18 list managers just to talk out your differences.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, boys.
Oh, I would have it at the MCG. They wouldn't know how to get there.
Did you want to see Eddie talking about...
the leader of that pack too.
I always laugh when I see Eddie McGuire complaining about like academies and concession stuff. Mate, you've got Nick Dacos at pick nowhere near. Well, walk through the door.
It was like Chris Scott with the blunt feedback for North Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like Hawkins, Scarlett, Ablett, they all say hello.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think I love father son. I think there can be a more accurate way to do it without allowing people to trade
off
picks. You just
got to make people pay more, right?
Without being able to go, hey, yeah, we'll trade away these picks and pick up Nick Rinn with 6 rookie picks. Right. Like, it doesn't make sense. Get rid of academies. I've said it 100 times. Make sure you foster the areas and make sure you spend money and invest and have employees. And
yeah, but you got
to do
the
job.
The
you just don't have any access to them.
Mm.
And priority picks and stuff, I think they can go too.
I think the same.
But you can't tell North Melbourne to bugger off. No. This will bugger up the draft order. When Gold Coast have 3 toppies coming in.
Yeah, well, that's
so you can't stand on one leg when you've got such a compromised draft on the other side.
And that's one of the things they talked about, those North Melbourne picks. They're potentially like trading them for Gold Coast 4. So they come out of a pick 2, 3, 4 in this year's draft.
Is that right?
So they've
Gold
got the
Coast
end
4
of,
is up
so
for,
Gold Coast,
is up for
Gold
sale.
Coast need to get rid of 4.
Yeah, so that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't go and get 2, 3, 4.
So for pick 4, 2, they're going to get unders because they need to get rid of it. So it might be.
And they get pick 3 because someone overpays Ben McKay. No good. All right, so we round this off with a grilly or a footy grid.
Yeah, let's grid it.
Which one are we doing?
Let's rapid fire a little bit, though.
I get confused about which is which. Let's see which one's our friend.
Footy grid. What do you mean? How's that confusing?
Well, there's gridly as well.
No, we just footy grid.
Competing. Footy grid. Do you have to warple as well?
Nah, backed off the warples.
You're off it.
All right. Someone else has got to do it because I had a small dip last night and then fell asleep.
Oh, my God.
After midnight?
Yeah, you get it up, Jagger.
What are we doing after midnight?
No, it goes up like 8 p.m.
Ah, is that the... Okay.
Yeah. It's probably still holding us.
All right, so
yeah,
this
baby
is...
screaming at me.
This is themed. It's the last 6 premiers. So West Coast, Western Bulldogs and Melbourne down one side, Geelong, Hawthorn, Richmond on
the other.
How'd
you get that just by looking at it?
Just footy.
No, footy. The past 6 years.
For
yeah,
a 12-year-old.
Past 6 years is your wheelhouse.
West Coast, let's go left to right. West Coast and Geelong, Derek Hall.
Oh, player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Hall. I went. This is how tight it is. Sometimes you throw out Jermaine Jones.
1.54.
Derek Hall, very nice. This is why we need Jacko. We didn't do too well the other time.
Yeah. West Coast and Hawthorn.
Don't do your man.
Can't think of anyone.
Don't do your man.
Nah,
he's 16%.
Is there someone else? So Daniel Chick, obviously.
Can we do Granger Brass yet, or do we have to wait?
Same for Tyler Brockman.
Yeah, Brockman I was thinking of.
Someone back
did
in
like
the...
a Wooden or someone do it?
I was thinking of Ben Allen, but he went for it.
No, he's captain of Freo.
Yeah, that's right. Name's on the medal.
You might remember him.
I think it's Scott. I get confused between Ben Allen and Scott Waters.
Yeah.
They look pretty similar. One's bigger.
Look, well, I don't know. Chucky and whoever.
Who was the other one we said? After
Chick,
Dave?
Daniel Chick.
Well, because you know you've done it. Can you Google players that have played for Hawthorn and West Coast?
Yep. Thank you. All right, I'll go Daniel Chick.
That'll be heaps.
18.56.
Oh, fuck. So you were a better answer than him.
Yeah.
West Coast and Richmond.
West Coast and Richmond.
See, there were a lot of these where I'm like, I don't think there's actually many.
West Coast?
Well, West Coast don't lose players, as they like to tell you. So
it's got Robert Wiley didn't play for West Coast, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Sure he did.
And he played for Richmond, right?
Did Robbie Wiley play for West Coast early days? I thought he did.
Maybe he did.
I thought he did. Try Robbie Wiley.
Wait, hang on. I've got that one open. I'm going to try it first. We're cheating.
No, you don't cheat.
All right, throw Robbie Wiley in there.
2.12.
There we go.
All right, Western Bulldogs and Geelong.
Western Bulldogs and the Cattery.
Well, there's a Dale House.
There is a Dale House.
Did Joel Hamling manage a game at Geelong? He has to have played a game.
Not sure. Don't think so.
I don't think so.
Sean Higgins, obviously. Who else is there? Is there a key position? Peter Street.
It's not a bad one. Don't Peter Street. We're doing Peter Street. 6%.
We'll take that.
What was the one I was looking at? Played West Coast and...
Yeah, Hawthorn and West Coast.
Hawthorn.
Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn.
Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn. Taylor Dray would be one.
Matt Suckling.
Matt Suckling would be another. Did they bring anyone over? Brian Lake.
Hawthorn West Coast. Matt's banger.
Yeah.
How'd I forget that? Yeah.
Sam Mitchell.
Footy Grid legend. Matt's banger.
What does he get? He get a very good.
Yeah, well, he's Sydney as well.
Who was the last one I just said?
The journeyman too, Giles. No. Yeah. Did Giles play Hawthorn?
No.
Wait, which one are we doing now?
There was Suckling and Lake was the other.
Brian Lake.
He's a Norm Smith medalist, so he'll...
Yeah.
Suckling's... Well, people
maybe forget because he was Brian Harris at the Doggies.
Yeah, can you do Brian Harris?
It's two different people.
They won't forget. It's Brian Lake.
So what happens if you put in Brian Harris?
He never played for Hawthorn.
Nah, Brian Hall and Brian Harvey.
Okay. Just pick one.
Go Suckling.
Suckling. 17. No good.
No good. Nick, you're shit at this.
Man, I got Robbie Wiley.
Yeah.
Western Bulldogs and Richmond.
Western Bulldogs and Richmond Football Club. Who kicked the guy off of the siren for Richmond?
Yeah, Sam Lloyd.
No, well, I wasn't thinking of Sam Lloyd for Richmond.
Thinking of little Pedro
McMahon.
Yeah,
Jordan McMahon? He kicked the winning goal off the siren in the tank game.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
18.
Jesus,
mate.
Stiff.
Yeah.
All right, Melbourne and Geelong.
Melbourne and the Cattery.
Shannon Burns is always a worse answer than you think.
Jared Rivers.
Yeah.
Mitch Clark. No, he was the most popular one week.
Was he?
And this was the same block.
Mitch Clark.
Yeah. Sometimes you think everyone thinks that they got the one.
Okay. I'll just chuck anyone in.
Rivers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Trent Rivers. 13.
Yeah. We're battling here.
Melbourne and
Hawthorn. I feel like we need to be able to get into the 60s and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surely we can.
Too young.
What's that one?
Melbourne and Hawthorn.
Melbourne and Hawthorn. Cole Cheney.
Yeah.
Cole Cheney, yeah.
And Adelaide as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
4.8.
Oh, that's better.
That's in our top three.
We want to be two or below, surely.
Melbourne and Richmond.
Did McMahon go to Melbourne for a year?
Can we double him up?
You can't
do the same person twice.
Is there a ruckman that's ducked over back and forth or something? They're usually the ones I like to dive into.
The rucks.
It's just that Matt's did, I know Stafford did go somehow as a pitcher in Melbourne gear. What about coach?
This is one of the hardest ones I've had in a while.
I think I've had this before, Melbourne and Richmond on Gridley or something. I found it really hard. I remember having to check with them, like,
About Ricky Pennard.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, yes. Must have. Yeah, yes. Did. Yeah.
But he's 35%.
Mate, yeah. I'm just putting a drama to it.
Okay, my God.
He's 35%.
Oh, West Coast.
How is just no one made that move? Do they list managers hate each other or something?
Yeah.
We got 9 out of 9.
List managers, they don't even know one of the clubs exists.
Yeah.
Brian Lake was the most popular for Bulldogs Hawthorn.
We finished with 118.64, by the way.
I reckon people might have had
well, what is it? What's the average? 515 on this one.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
these
pretty
people.
Good.
Yeah.
Mate, we're geniuses.
All right.
All right. Let's go now.
Sorry
quickly,
about that.
Before we round off, let's quickly do.
Hardball bets. Thanks to the Tab Touch app.
Rounding out the season, Cam Rainer, $41. Norm Smith Medal. It's just going to the stratosphere.
I've gone to the other end of the spectrum. I'm going to finish Robbo's year off with a win and Collingwood by 39 or less. 228.
All right, this was Hardball Bets with thanks to Tab Touch and the Tab Touch app. Got the touch this AFL season. Choose Tab Touch.
Choose what?
Tab
what are we choosing?
Tab Touch, I'm assuming.
Call 1-800-858-858.
That is the one.
Bang.
This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. Proudly brought to you by the Mazda BT50. You do you. We'll see you next time.